Bill Thomas, of 11 in Euro, the photograph was taken in our front garden, full of flowers, which was the pride of my father, Jack Thomas. I must have been around about 6 or 7 at the time, so that brought it up to 1939. As you see, the gardens, front gardens, was large, and everybody in Euro took pride in them, which was full of flowers. The rear garden was massive, as you can see from other photographs of Moncton. We grew all manner of vegetables and fruit, especially apples. We had a large chicken run, which supplied us with eggs, which we also sold to neighbours. We didn't have any running water. No sewerage or electricity until around about 1946 or 45-46, when then Moncton was brought up to modern standards. But it still left us without a bathroom, still had the tub to wash in from boiled water. So our heating was mostly the coal fire, which had an oven alongside. We baked in that. We also had a stove which was heated by a paraffin lamp and an oven on top. That was our prime cooking. Heating was, we had some tilly lamps which reflected the heat, but you had to be in direct contact with the reflection to get any sort of heat. So it was mostly coal and firewood. As I said previously, we didn't have any running water, so the main supply of water, we had to depend upon rain, which filled the water butts, and they held about 50 gallons of water each, and we had about 3 or 4 of these, which we collected then off the roof. That was mainly for washing, clothes washing, and general hygiene. Drinking water, we had 2 gallon cans, which we used to fetch the water daily for drinking and cooking from Calvescott Well. Now that was a well which was in front of our house, and we would go down there, and it was a lovely well, and where we used to collect then from the overflow watercress.